Amano in Iran, the head of the UN atomic body, says Iran is cooperating with his agency on its nuclear energy program. Yukiya Amano has held talks with the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili. He also met with the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Fereydoun Abbasi. A bomb attack leaves at least 96 people dead and hundreds more wounded in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. The bomb went off among a group of soldiers practicing for an army parade. The death toll is expected to rise as many are in critical condition. No claim of responsibility yet. Bahrain's rights record under the spotlight. The UN Human Rights Council discusses the atrocities of the Manama regime during a session in Geneva. It's the second such meeting on Bahrain since 2008. In its previous report, the UN body found the regime in violation of human rights. Israeli settlers open fire on Palestinians in the occupied West Bank as soldiers look on. Two settlers holding guns, others hurling stones at Palestinians in an area outside of Nablus. One Palestinian was wounded in the shooting. Several others were injured by rocks thrown at them. Gun battles raging on in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. Three killed, 18 injured in street fighting between pro- and anti-Syrian groups. The clashes erupted after army troops shot dead an anti-Syrian cleric at a checkpoint last week. Fears are mounting that the unrest in Syria could spill over into Lebanon. No more electioneering in Egypt. Official campaigning for the presidency comes to an end. Leading candidate Mohamed Morsi has warned against any attempt to fiddle with the results of Wednesday's vote. In a nighttime rally, he told his supporters that he would implement, quote, the Renaissance project in Egypt. And Erbil, the capital of Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region, is hosting an annual building and reconstruction exhibition. Some 30 leading Iranian companies are offering their expertise and products at the venue. Kurdistan's economy has been enjoying stable growth in the past years, with real estate prices going up astronomically in the capital.